Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Happy Monday to you. Did you stay up late with the Thunder last night? I know a lot of people did, as they are your NBA champions. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Gester here. We are nursing sunburns, trying to rehydrate after a long weekend at the Wichita Open, which was a blast. Max Powers here as well with us as we get your work week started back up here. Summer is officially here, and we're ready to rock and roll with Sports Daily, marching down the off season toward the start of the NFL regular season. We got a lot coming up today. We've crowned our NBA champion. We've crowned our Wichita Open champion, of course. The Royals almost had a great road trip. Still had a pretty good road trip. It was just right there. Jalen Thompson, a Royals insider, is going to join us today. We've got giveaways for you. We'll give away more golf, all kinds of good stuff on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, locations East, West, and Historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here. Tommy? I'm pooped. How are you this morning?
You know what? I feel pretty good. I learned my lesson a long time ago that the first couple days of the Wichita Open will totally take it out of you. And so I've learned to just like not plan anything for the remainder of the weekend. I went out on Saturday for a little bit to the tournament, and then the rest of the weekend was just kind of trying to recharge the batteries. I feel pretty good today. You look a little tired, but that's okay.
I'm tired, and I, you know, the last couple of nights I've like went to bed early. It's just like I didn't have the luxury of taking. I mean, we were doing HTO out at the Wichita Open, which thanks for everybody for stopping by. I think we handed out about 1,300 cups of tea over the last 4 days.
That's impressive.
We were out there for 4 days. Like, I'm tired. I'm just like, man, I'm pooped, but here we go. It is the start of summer. I just want to like lay in a pool for the next week and just be in air conditioning. I don't want to go outside for a calendar week. How about that? Actually, the wind at the Open yesterday, while it was not fun for the golfers, I'm sure, and Saturday to some degree, like, it was probably better for the fans. Like, it was much more manageable weather-wise, I thought, Saturday and Sunday than it was Thursday. Thursday was so hot and humid, and it just sat there with you. That wind was crazy yesterday, but it blew around and kind of blew some of that hot air around. You could tell with the golfers, Creighton wins it after we saw the 59 on Thursday. I don't know how in the world he shot a 59 on Saturday, but then yesterday the wind was even crazier. He holds on. There's your champion. It was great. I'm so proud of them, so impressed with everything they were able to do to even put that tournament on. And honestly, other than having the air-conditioned chalets, it was just as awesome as it always is. So tip of the cap to, you know, to the Open staff, to the Crestview staff, to the Korn Ferry staff, all the vendors, all the fans that went out, and the golfers for, you know, they didn't get to 20. That wind didn't allow it, but man, they put on it was a tight race all day Sunday on who was going to win that thing. But it was a great Open this year.
Yeah, it was a first class affair, as it always is. And it's crazy. My wife and I were talking yesterday that we felt like the weather that blew through last week, it felt like that was like 3 or 4 weeks ago. It feels like forever ago, and we're a week removed from it. And the fact that, you know, the Wichita Open staff and Dusty Buell and Troy Jordan and the entire staff there for the Wichita Open, as you mentioned, the Korn Ferry Tour staff and all the groundskeepers at Crestview and everybody that got this all together and made it possible, had a huge, amazing turnout, record-breaking scores. I mean, all of the above. It was a fantastic weekend for golf in Wichita, and it shows why the Wichita Open endures and is one of the longest-running tour stops on the Korn Ferry Tour. Pretty incredible.
And the best tour stop. Just talk to the golfers, they'll tell you. So that is in the books. We have our champion, the Canadian, Creighton, who shoots a 59 on Saturday and hangs on, which kind of everybody was just hanging on to their hats on Sunday. I don't know how big those gusts got. We were trying to guess. We were standing out there. They had to be gusting up to 70. Like it was real windy at times. But we're there. And then you come home last night and you watch the Thunder. And look, the Thunder they finished the season that they started, essentially, right? They finished this amazing historic type season with a championship. And you feel, just at least I do, a little bit bummed that Halliburton went down early. Because I think the Pacers would have been, and look, the Thunder still never were able to just really blow them out of the water. They actually had the bigger third quarter, which was unique to this series a little bit. But other than that, it was tight all the way through. And I think a credit to the Pacers a ton, but the Thunder get it done. And look, great teams take advantage. And guess what? Indiana's best player went down, and Oklahoma City took advantage, and nobody cares, right? Like they won the championship. They did what they were supposed to do, and they finish off a great series and a great season. And it was a great series. It was a great NBA Finals.
It's really hard to not think, what if had Tyrese Halliburton not gone down early, and he's the heart and soul of that Pacers team. And you know, when the game gets to 12-10 around there in the fourth quarter, if Halliburton's on the court, you're like, man, like I think we really like where the Pacers could potentially be with that clutch ability. They just didn't have the firepower. They didn't have their guy that can get them back into games. Now, TJ McConnell, by the way, for the Pacers, did absolutely everything he could to keep the Pacers in that game. I mean, that guy was a machine last night for Indiana. And it unfortunately just wasn't quite enough. You know, I think that you just kind of saw when Halliburton went down just how, in the end, how overmatched Indiana became. Now, the Pacers hung with the Thunder for quite a while. I mean, they had a lead at halftime. It was that third quarter for the Thunder. The way that they intensified defensively, the way that they were able to turn the Pacers over in the third quarter and not just turn them over, but score points off of the turnovers, that was the turning point in the game right there for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And it showed why, you know, we've always thought, or at least I've always thought, that they are the most talented team in the NBA. They flexed a little bit in that third quarter, and that's what they had to do if they wanted to clinch. You really felt like, even with Halliburton going down with that injury early on, that the Pacers were going to try to rally around it and just have that like galvanizing moment that brought the team together even without their star player on the court.
Yeah, and the devastating part for the Pacers is that Halliburton's probably missing next year too. Think about the East now, with Tatum likely out most, if not all, of the year for the Celtics, and Halliburton out most of, if not all, the year for the Pacers. That sucks. And what's even going to happen in the East next year? And that sort of lends itself to, the Thunder could get on a run. And I'm already seeing that today. Start of a dynasty. And I'm like, guys, we haven't had a repeat champion in like forever. Let's hang tight on that. We'll get to that. I do like that storyline today because it is the overwhelming headline. Start of a dynasty. after just one championship. We'll get into that as we make our way through. When we come back, though, let's get into the Royals a little bit here, as they can't finish it off yesterday, but it was a pretty successful, I think, road trip. Two games under 500 to start this week here, but a pretty successful road trip, all things considered, the way the week before went and who they were playing and all those things. So we'll get into that. We will get more into these NBA finals. We will give things away. We've got Jalen Thompson coming next hour as well, but we'll get you started on some Royals talk, and then we'll get to him later. More on the NBA finals, your calls, comments, all of it available as it always is, all over our video streams, and you can call in at 869-1240. We're ready for you. We're coming right back with more Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. We are glad to be with you We're on a Monday. Yeah, on a Monday, a sleepy Monday a little bit, at least for me. It's a long weekend. Had the Wichita Open out there all 4 days. A lot of fun. Crestview Country Club's got to get things picked up now. They got to get moved out of town. And, you know, Crestview, after that windstorm and all the weather, actually has to, you know, get out there and gets to look at the course and get things officially cleaned up now. It was kind of a Band-Aid to get things ready for the Wichita Open. And now it's time to get things back in order. And if you would like to go out to win a round of golf for two at Crestview Country Club, we have one more of these to give away here. We've been giving these away Fridays in June. We'll do it one more time this week. All you got to do is text the keyword golf to the number 20357. That's how you get in. We pick winners every Friday. This will be our last Friday. You can enter once every 24 hours. Message and data rates apply. More details at kfhradio.com. Good luck, everybody. That's a round of golf for two and cart to Crestview Country Club, 20357. Good luck with that. All right, we come back. We are ready to start things with the Royals here. They fell yesterday, which was a bummer. I get it. It's a bummer for sure. But it was a pretty successful, I thought, Tommy, trip. They started it scoring in bunches, and then the offense kind of slowed down a little bit. A couple good pitchers they went up against for the Padres in that final series. Bullpen blew it a little bit yesterday, but all things considered, I'll take the 4-2 week, feel fine about it, and move on with my life because they played two pretty good teams, and you know, we saw good offense in four out of those six games again, and that kind of stuff I think is what we need to see right now.
Well, yeah, I think you take 4-2, especially considering that they went 0-6 in their previous homestand. I think the only disappointing thing is the fact that they had won four in a row, and now they're losers of two straight. The game on Saturday, Dylan Cease pitched for the Padres. He's been up and down this year, but recently he's been more up than down, and he pitched a gem against the Royals. Yesterday's game was frustrating. The Royals had a 2-0 lead after a Salvador Perez 2-run home run, and then the bullpen kind of let them down. Seth Lugo got in a little bit of trouble. Matt Cotrero goes to Angel Zerpa, and I think they need to stop going to Zerpa. I don't know why they keep going to Zerpa. He couldn't get the job done. And then honestly, Lucas Ercig wasn't a whole lot better. He was slightly better, but I mean, it was a rough situation for him to enter into, but that's why you have him there, to get out of jams, and he wasn't able to do that. And then at the end of the day, you've got a tie ball game, bottom of the ninth for the Padres, and you throw John Schreiber, and Schreiber can't get the job done, and the Padres walk it off. That's disappointing when you've got a 2-0 lead entering the back half of the game, the last couple of innings, and your bullpen can't get the job done for you. So it does put the road trip, it does end it on a little bit of a sour note, but you've got to shake it off, and you go back home, and you've got two pretty tough series on the way.
Yeah, you play them at home. It has not felt to me like this overwhelming home field advantage this year that some teams get. The Royals have, it hasn't been.
They've not
that,
been good. That hasn't, they've not that been good at home.
That hasn't been the thing, right? Where it's like, okay, you're coming home. It's so much more than, it's just like, how did the Royals play today? It's not, there's not like a, and I don't know that it's, I'm not saying it's like a disadvantage at Kauffman, because I think that's not the case. I just, that edge isn't there. It's all about the Royals and what they're doing. And they haven't hit for any power at home this year, so maybe that can change against Tampa and then the Dodgers. It'll be a fun series against the Dodgers, as it always is. Shohei Ohtani, I think, will pitch in that series. But yeah, look, the bullpen, they've been good still. I mean, you're asking a lot there, but yeah, Zerpa's been better too, but why there, right? You gave him a third. You were willing to go to Ercig anyway. Just go to Ercig. Zerpa, let me look at when the last time he... So that was the first time. Yeah. So, Tommy, he has given up. This is crazy because you and I both feel kind of the same way on Zerpa. That was the first run he's given up since June 1st this month, and that's over a 13-game stretch. It's only the second time he's given up runs, a run, any runs at all, since May 10th, which was another 3, 6, 7. So about 20 games, he's given up one run two times. He has been good, but there's still, I'm with you. I'm like, oh man, it's Zerpa. Buckle up. You know, get ready
for
this.
Well, and how many of those appearances in the last 20 games have been in high leverage situations? I know that for a while,
good question,
they were going to him in like the fifth inning when the Royals were down. You know what I mean? So I do think there's that piece of context to keep in mind.
And the other piece of context is he escapes, but he still finds himself in a little bit of trouble, at least quite a bit. So look, the point for, I'm with you. Like, that was the spot where if you were going to go to Urcic, just go to Urcic. Zerpa has a role. Clearly you don't go 20 games without giving up run, but it's probably not in the most high leverage spots. It's in lower leverage spots. That I agree with you on that for sure. I don't want to see Zerpa coming in with a game on the line. Unless it's, you know, before the sixth inning. But, they don't have a ton of firepower back there. They have Urcic and Estevez that we feel really good about. And they've got a bunch of other guys. Lynch has been still pretty good here. And they've got a bunch of other guys that are good, but you don't feel like it's lights out at that point. Whatever. Like, at some point, score some more runs. They only scored two runs, right? They had how many chances did they have to get a go-ahead run in that game? And they didn't do it, or to build the lead. All their offense came in the sixth inning. That wasn't the offense we saw.
Well, and even late in the game, they got a runner on, and then immediately the Padres turned a double play. You know, and
it's probably with Junior Michael Garcia. Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, like, there were opportunities, and that's, you know, kind of different verse, same song for the Royals, just having a hard time converting when you've got runners on, especially late in the game.
Now, grand scheme of things, four out of the six games this week, what'd they score? Five runs or more? A couple times they run. Like, I the offense is, it's coming. It's, you're seeing it as you're seeing these guys heat up. So that's why, for me, it's like, okay, that's a good road trip. Two tough series on the road against playoff caliber teams, and you go 4-2, and in a lot of those games, you're scoring a decent amount of runs. You're never giving up a ton of runs. That was a pretty quality road trip. But you got to follow it up now. And they're going to have to do this all year. And this is what we talked a lot about out at the Wichita Open, is we had, you know, all the different segments we had time to do this with. Like, it's great that you did that. But the point for them is, and the reality is, they can't ever not do it. They can't ever let up, or you end up with an 0-6 homestand. Because they don't have the schedule relief anywhere left. Like, it's all like this the rest of the way, basically. You sprinkle in, like, oh, good, there's a Pittsburgh series. There's a Miami series. But they're never strung together. They're always one-offs, it feels like. It's just, it's going to be tough. And quite frankly, it hasn't really mattered for them this year who they play. Like, not lately, anyway. It did early in the year, but lately, I mean, they just ran off a road trip against Texas and San Diego and won 4-6. Week before, they got swept by the A's. Week before that, they lost 2-3 to the White Sox. So just play your brand. I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good this week. I'll be honest. Last week was pretty close to crap. This isn't going to work. I think that was a good enough little road trip there to be like, all right, back to the grind here. This is going to be a marathon, and we just got to see him get through it. I don't think we change anything we talked about with the trade deadline or anything. I think that's pretty much hold suit makes the most sense. I don't think that changed, but I feel better about things this week than I did a week ago.
Well, I think the only kind of letdown thing from the weekend series with the Padres is the fact that after Friday night's game, they got themselves back to 500. And you're like, all right, here we go. You know, they're 38-38, might as well just be 0-0. And then, like, let's start over and move forward. And then they drop the next two. Now they're back to two games under 500. And again, it doesn't get any easier. You've got the Rays coming to town, and then a big time series with the Dodgers this weekend at Kauffman. And I know you talked about it a minute ago, about not really being a home field advantage for the Royals at Kauffman. Not only is it not that, they've not been good at home. So it's not even just like a wash where they don't have an advantage. It's almost become a disadvantage. For some reason, they're not playing good baseball at home at Kauffman Stadium. And so I don't know if it's just like this pressure to play in front of the home fans. I don't exactly know, or if it's fluky or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, they've not been good inside, I guess you could call it the friendly confines of Kauffman Stadium this season at all. Maybe this most recent road trip can allow them to be a little bit looser back at home this week, because they're going to need to play much better baseball against the Rays and the Dodgers at home than they did against the, you know, against the teams that they played at home last week. You know, you cannot get swept by the Yankees and the Athletics at home and then turn around and let the same thing happen to you the next homestand.
No, look, they're 500 at home. I think it is fluky. I don't think there's a reason for it, to your first point. I think it's just a fluke. What I do think, though, is they don't have a clear advantage at home. Like, I think it's fluke, but there are years, you know, where you play at home and you're just hard to beat at home. I don't think that's the case. They're 19-19 at home, which is crazy, but they are. So they get to play, though. This is a big opportunity week for them. They get to play Tampa right now, the team that they trail by, I believe they trail them by 5 games in the wild card. They trail the wild card by 2 games, but they trail Tampa, who's the top team in the wild card, by 5 games. You have, just like they did against Texas, you have an opportunity to do major damage to a team that's going to be, if the Royals are in it to the end of this thing, Tampa will be too. And so, like, right now, these are critical games. They're honestly, they're just as big as if they were playing the Tigers, maybe even bigger, because this is one of those teams that's going to, you'd think, be there all the way through to the end of this. And so this is a pretty high energy series back home. You're trying to shake that bug a little bit. Like, why can't we win these home games? Why aren't we holding court, holding serve at home? So you've got that. And then the Dodgers becomes more of a novelty series to me. I don't know if it does to you, but like, the Dodgers they're good. They're the Dodgers. They've got all this payroll. We'll see Shohei Ohtani. You'll probably get to see him on the mound. Like, that all comes a little bit, you know, like, yay, here, this will be so fun. Tampa's like down to business here. Like, you got to get this stuff done against Tampa.
I don't think it's going to be yay so much fun against the Dodgers if they get swept.
Well, no, but that will be a fun series regardless. Yeah. Like, Tampa's all business. Like, there's no,
no, I don't, no, I don't disagree with you.
Circumstance.
I don't disagree with you about Tampa. I get the same sort of feeling for the Dodgers series as I did with the Yankees series. Although the difference is the Yankees was middle of the week and this is a weekend series, you know, so it is a little bit different there between the two, but you know, I'm sure a lot of people thought it was really cool that you've got the Yankees and Aaron Judge coming to town. And then the Yankees and Aaron Judge swept them.
Nobody thinks the Yankees are cool.
But the fact that you had that, I get it. But you've got that series and all of that matchup. The Dodgers, kind of the same way. There's not as like the vitriol between these two teams that there is and continues to be against the Royals and the Yankees this series. So I do get like the novelty behind it. But at the same time, look, I mean, you can play as well as you can against the Rays this week. If you follow it up with a sweep at the hands of the Dodgers at home, might be kind of fun at the beginning, won't be fun at the end.
No, and I'm not, that's not even, like, you still want to beat the, I just mean, like, yay, Shohei Ohtani's coming to town, but yeah, he could hit 4 home runs in the series and strike out 8 guys in 4 innings when you play him. That series is going to be a big deal for the fans and for Kansas City. Tampa's all business. Like, there's not, it's Tampa, great. That's a team you're trailing. It's a team you ought to be able to at least win the series against. Like, take care of business against Tampa. I think that they will. I think they're going to have a good series against Tampa. Let's just look at the, we got Bubic, Waka, Lorenzen, I believe it is. And Tampa's, you know, it's weird for Tampa because normally we think of them as this great pitching team that can't, but because they're playing in that weird ballpark, remember their roof blew off. I don't necessarily believe what I'm seeing when you look at their numbers. I don't think they're as good offensively. I don't think their pitchers are much better than their numbers indicate. And when they come to a stadium like Kauffman, I feel like it's going to be a tough series to score runs. So we'll see, you know, we'll see how Kansas City handles it at home. That's been the thing. They haven't been able to score at home at Kauffman this year. Power up, I guess. That's what led them to all the runs against Texas. They hit a ton of home runs. And is this a home run offense? I hope not, but maybe it is. I mean, it's okay if they get their power bats going because they've got four legitimate power bats, but we just haven't seen that all year. So I think that's a tough thing to lean into. But that series comes up. You've got day baseball on Thursday, and then 6:40 first pitches as it typically is. Bubic, Waka, and Lorenzen. Anything else stand out to you from the week? I know we'll talk to Jalen Thompson about it. I was just glad to see them hit as many home runs in those series as they did. Estevez had saves in three straight games. I'm so glad they have him. That would be a huge hole in this bullpen if they were. I mean, they could have gone to Ursic to be a closer. I think that would have been okay. Could you imagine this team without Estevez? That was kind of an under the radar signing this offseason.
Yeah, he's been, you know, really good and been the most consistent back end reliever the Royals have had this year. I think the only other thing that I can think about, and it's yesterday's game, and it's too bad the Royals didn't win that game because of the fact that I don't know if you saw the highlight of Cags flashing the leather out in right field and robbing the home run. Oh, you need to go look it up.
I saw a still image of it. No, I didn't see
it. It was phenomenal. And so for all the questions about whether or not that guy can play right field, it helps that he's 6'5 and can jump because he fully extended and had that glove over the wall to rob the home run. And so that was huge. Now, of course, the Royals, they weren't able to win the game. But I do think just at the level of whether or not this guy can keep playing right field or not, I think the answer is yes.
It's a huge development for the organization because they no longer have the issue of what to do with first base. Hopefully keep Vinny Pasquantino, right? Now your future is much brighter with that flexibility for Cags. So, yeah, I've seen a couple of the plays. I saw that still image. It was Jackson Merrill, right, that he robbed?
Correct.
Yeah, it looked good there. But yeah, I do need to go back and watch that. He also had his two home run game, remember, in the week. It's coming along. But yeah, if he can become a plus defender, which again, like, why was that so difficult? And now we know what the Royals' plan was. So it all makes more sense. Like their plan all along was to let him learn, you know, the outfield at AAA, and then he just didn't have much time there. But man, remember at the beginning of the season, we're like, why won't they put him in the outfield? He's huge. He's athletic. He can do it. He'll be fine. Let him do it. You converted MJ Melendez from a catcher and just stuck him out there, right? Like you can. It makes more sense now. I'm glad to see him do it because that leaves a spot for him, right? And now you don't have to worry about that. We'll see if he can get his first home. He just doesn't have a home run at home.
Correct.
Yet at Kauffman. And that, you know, that shouldn't be an issue for him. All right, Tommy, the Thunder. They're champions. A lot of people around here proud of that. There's a lot of Thunder fans in this neck of the woods. And all the talk today, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is your MVP and all those things. But the number one thing I've seen, and I've seen it about four different places this morning, they're perfectly set up. Here comes the dynasty. The dynasty is here. Everything's set. And I'm like, man, like, are we really so starved for that in the NBA? We've had no repeat champions in a long time. Why does everybody want a dynasty so badly? I hated the NBA when we just knew the Warriors were going to win every year. Like, that wasn't fun to me. The NBA, although I follow it less, that has nothing to do with the product. It has to do with the attention being drawn so many other places. I love that we don't know who's going to win these things. I understand the intrigue of a dynasty. I think it adds to it. I will agree with that. I don't think that's ever going to be the Thunder, though. Like, I don't think we're going to be looking at Oklahoma City. I could be wrong about this, but I don't think we're going to be looking at Oklahoma City as this Golden State dynastic. How long did they go? 5 years, 6 years? Or the Bulls or anything. We're not even close to that. Like, they've won one. We haven't had repeat champions in forever. Why are we already revving up the engine on dynasty talk?
Well, I don't think that they'll be like Golden State. And the reason I don't think they'll be like Golden State is because Golden State was like a super team with a bunch of superstars on that roster. And that's not Oklahoma City. That hasn't been. And it's not going to be. I know they've got the MVP in SGA and all of that, but we're talking about like like some of the most high-profile players in the NBA that all played on that Golden State team to keep that dynasty alive. That's not Oklahoma City. If there's a dynasty for the Thunder, it's going to look different than the way Golden State did theirs a decade ago. It's going to be that homegrown talent, the draft picks that come up and that, you know, have that staying power with that organization. I think the one thing that you're forgetting about and that everybody is forgetting about, the ones that are discounting an opportunity to win more than one NBA title, is the youth of this team. They won an NBA championship with the second youngest roster in NBA history in the NBA Finals. I think it was a team back in the 70s, the Trailblazers, had an overall collective younger roster that won a title. And that's the Thunder, right? Like the Thunder, they've got this young talent that already won a title. Next year, they're going to be a year older, a year maturer, a group that has been there before. They know how to win a championship. That's the way that I see them winning multiple championships, is with the overall youth on that roster. But it's not going to be Oklahoma City going out and buying a bunch of talent to try to keep championships alive. So that in and of itself right there will make them different than Golden State.
So it's not even that I don't think they can do it, but like we're not talking about a dynasty opening up now for the Eagles. Why? Because we know the rest of the league is really good and it's going to be hard for them to win. That's why, to me. Like, there are two reasons. The NBA has never, we talk about the word parity, there's never been more parity. It's never been more spread out. I don't know that I want to say there's never been more overall collective talent, because I don't follow it closely enough right now to say something like that. But it feels that way. Feels like there are more good players spread out all over the league. The other problem for me is I don't know how they're going to keep this team together. They've got too many good enough players that are going to make a ton of money. And they have to keep them in Oklahoma City.
But talk to me. This is why
Oklahoma City didn't have. This is what happened to them the first time. It happens to small market teams all the time.
But talk to me why this team couldn't win another championship this next year.
They can win another one. They're 68. Winning two championships doesn't make them a dynasty.
They were 68-14, one of the best regular seasons of all time. They win an NBA championship, and next year they'll be a year older and with a championship under their belt. What tells you that they're not going to be able to repeat that and do that again?
It's not going to be next year. Next year, they'll be fine. Every player on the roster is signed through next year, and they have two firsts. It's not going to be next year. Next year won't be the problem, and they could absolutely win two. I would call them the favorite next year. That doesn't make them a dynasty, though. Then Williams and Holmgren are going to be able to make like $50 million that next year. Can they really keep all three of these guys together?
I don't think they can, but at the same time,
that becomes like whenever we look at a dynasty, though, you have to be able to take that next step in the evolution.
I don't know what constitutes that, though, because in the last decade, there hasn't been a repeat NBA champion. So if they go back to back at that point, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to calling them a dynasty if they went back to back.
Oh, I would. Because that's not 2 years in a row. They is hadn't not a won.
They there hasn't been a repeat NBA champion in over a decade, and then, so I think you have to.
Been a dynasty in a decade. So that's okay.
What constitutes a dynasty then? Three.
I would say at least three. Yeah, or if you're not looking for them in a row, sort of what like San Antonio did, where they won. I don't know what it was. How many did they win over those years? Like. 5 out of 7 years, and they were in there one other time. The Lakers were an obvious dynasty. The Bulls were an obvious dynasty. But yeah, you've got to be able to run off more than two, I think. And that's where it's going to get really challenging. Now, can they? Absolutely they can. They have one of the smartest front offices in the NBA, if not the smartest. If they can talk, if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will stay forever, right? And if you could tell me two of them would stay, I would be in. I think the Celtics had a chance because they felt like they had two stars. Now, one of them blew out an Achilles in this, you know, in this postseason. But what the Warriors did was they kept the Splash Brothers together and just kept rebuilding around them. What the Spurs did was they kept Duncan and they just kept rebuilding around him. What the Bulls did was build around Jordan and Pippen. What the Lakers did, right, was build around Kobe and Shaq. There were all kinds of different ways they did it, but all of those teams were able to keep that critical thing. we haven't seen yet if Oklahoma City can do that part. And until, like for me, until we see them be able to do that part, history tells us that Oklahoma City, the franchise, as great as they are, has a hard time keeping, they don't have a hard time getting it. They have a hard time keeping superstar talent. And that's what makes a dynasty in the NBA especially so hard. These dudes make so much money and there's a cap. And there's and at some point, like you have to pick. So whether they pick SGA and Jalen Williams, whether they pick SGA and Chet Holmgren, I don't think it can be all three. Maybe it can. That would be fantastic. They have so many draft picks. There is a world I think they could do it. But then the other part of it is you have to count on those three guys wanting to play in Oklahoma City forever, which is a big ask. And I hope that they do. And if they do, absolutely, this could and probably will be a dynasty where they win a bunch of championships. For this region of the country, I think it would be one of the coolest things ever if they can do that. I just think we're a long way from that. Next year, though, they are set up to be the favorite by far because they keep everybody. And then they'll add a first-round pick. They'll add like a – is it a lottery pick? They're inside like the early teens that they'll be able to add to this roster. And that becomes a really, really, really important pick, by the way, because if one of these other guys walks – you're probably looking right there if they make that pick at who could come in and help them out. So that's all it is. I'm not saying they can't do it. I think of all of the teams, well, boy, I really thought the Nuggets had a chance to do this because they have Jokic and they had some other good players around him. But even that, like, just let that be the caution. Like, they won a ton of regular season games and they won a ton of regular season games a lot of years in a row, still are, but they've only had one. Boston had their two stars. I think Oklahoma City's better equipped than Boston was. And we're not going to get Boston, you know, we're not going to get to see them do that because Tatum's out another year probably. I think they're the most equipped since the Warriors of all the teams we've seen. But I still think we are so far from them getting there. I mean, it's going to be at least two seasons. It's going to be at least one roster evolution. There's just a lot they have to do to get there. I just want to enjoy the championship because they finally got that monkey off their back. As a franchise, as a team, they couldn't get it done last year. They were too young, all of those things. I'm so curious to see what they do with this roster after next year. I don't know what they should do.
You know why I think that out of all the teams that we've seen win championships over the last decade, why I think the Thunder are the most equipped to be this quote-unquote dynasty is because of the architect around all of it. Sam Presti deserves all the credit in the world. He's been with that organization for almost 20 years, and the guy's 48 years old. Like, he's been the general manager since he was like 29. He's been there forever, and he was there the first time around, and then I think a lot of people were very much questioning his philosophies and his direction when Harden and Westbrook and like that whole crew and Durant, like, they all left. And then they won 24 games just a few years ago, and he was able to stockpile the draft picks and put together this team, this franchise, to now be an NBA champion. He's been there forever. He's seen it all at Oklahoma City. I don't know if I'd rather have another general manager in place than Sam Presti to oversee what could be this potential dynasty down the road.
Well, and remember, too, like, was it Chris Paul and Paul George?
Yeah.
Like, that, in between the two, like, he put together a good team.
He did.
That they got SGA, right? Because they traded Paul George. That was right to the Clippers and got all those picks. Like, even in between the two young, like, star-studded teams he had, he put that team together out of nowhere, and they were pretty dang good. Like, those were good teams. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think they have a great chance to do it. I just think it's a long way away. We got to see the first evolution of this roster, but they'll have a good chance to do it again next year. We may get into this in the next hour. We're going to take a quick break. Hour number two of Sports Daily is coming your way. It's all Brock and Caster. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.